Hey, Mama. Welcome back to Holistic Moms. I'm your host, Shan Wright. So many things contribute to my anxiety and yours, I know. On this Good Friday, I'm going to share my favorite hack to decrease your anxiety. Because there are many things that we can do, but I think this is one of the easiest, and it works. It works. Something else that's easy and works and helps with my physical anxiety, and no, I'm not talking just feeling anxious. I'm talking about anxiousness because the state of my physical wellness. Like, spring break is here, and that means warmer weather, and summer is so soon, and I don't want to wear shorts, and I don't want to wear a bathing suit, and I'm out of time. That feeling of uncomfortableness, you're discouraged and stuck. Well, sis, what if I told you I have a 5-day gut reset that will get you unstuck? It will kickstart your physical transformation by igniting digestion, surging hydration, and increasing metabolism. I lost 7.5 pounds the first time I did it, and it felt so good. It is so simple to follow. Easy, only 5 days, and I will coach you the whole way through. I have a special deal that runs through April 2nd, so don't wait. DM me on Instagram at theshanwright, right with the W, or email me at hello@theshanwright.com today, and I'll get you all the details and, of course, a coupon. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. As I thought about this episode on Good Friday for Easter and what to share with you, my stressed out, overwhelmed, anxious mama, and I thought it was the Easter worship. Is there anything better than worship at church on Easter? Your church family singing about the single greatest act of our faith, Jesus rising from the dead, what our faith stands on. All praising God for it happening. It is such a special spiritual encounter each year in that worship service. Psalms 98:1 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous and wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him." He has the victory, friends, over death and over the grave, and he is alive. We are to praise him in the storm for the victory that he already has. Because he has victory over death, he has victory over every other thing. So, amen. Okay, this is my favorite hack to decrease anxiety or to align any of my emotions with my mind, spirit, and body. It is to sing worship. I was explaining this on another podcast that I was on. I was explaining my most anxious season and what I did to get out of it. I said I worshiped the worry away, but she wanted me to explain what that really meant. And I said, it is speaking, singing out loud words that you might not feel, but as you do it, it changes your heart. It reminds your brain what to think and your soul what to feel. It is truth that you know deep down is true, but you cannot bring yourself to say those words by yourself. You just can't think of them. Your brain is in a spiral. So you sing these lyrics and you worship the worries away. I just want to share with you a few favorite songs to go with an anxious mind. So I was listening to Cody Carnes on another podcast. He was on That Sounds Fun with Annie F. Downs, and he wrote Firm Foundations, and he was talking about the behind the scenes of writing that song. And he said that he was actually in a very hard spot, an anxious spot. He was grieving a death, and then he just got into this downward spiral of anxiety and depression. And he woke up early one morning and the lyrics just started coming to him. So he was writing and singing the lyrics, and he got to a point where he, you know, was, these lyrics were just coming out of him, and he said, "Will he fail?" And he said, "He won't." And if you know that song, you know, it, that's what it is. It's like, "He won't, he won't, he won't." And when he said that, he broke out in laughter. He was feeling the actual opposite of laughing, but what he said in the moment, those words that God will not fail, made him break through the emotions he was having to what he was feeling to now what he is feeling and what he can feel and the hope that is there because of God's faithfulness. And of course, he was saying these words out loud, right? He said the really cool thing is that in the spiritual realm, God locks these emotions up in the song. It is a song from him. These are words from God. This is a Holy Spirit inspired song, just like scripture. And when it happens like that, it is locked up. And so when others sing the song and they say these words out loud that God gave him, they can have that same spiritual encounter with God. If they are wholeheartedly seeking after him and singing the worship song from their heart, they can have that same spiritual encounter that Cody had when he wrote the song with Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? Wow. It is music. You know that music transcends this earthly realm. And that is exactly what he is saying, is that it is such a spiritual experience in the spiritual realm. So when you're feeling anxious and you're feeling depressed and, you know, you just don't know what to do, turn that song on. Turn on Firm Foundations by Cody Carnes, because there is a spiritual encounter waiting for you locked up in that song. Okay? Sing the words out. Sing them out loud. Let it break through that emotion that you're having. All right. And then when you're feeling anxious in the waiting, you're in a waiting season and you're feeling anxiety because of the waiting. It is just too silent. You don't hear God, and that brings anxiety. Although this is true, I don't know where I've heard this, but not my quote, but the presence of silence never means the absence of God. Our problem is the listening. So God is speaking. He's always trying to communicate with us, but our problem is the listening. The first thing to do to listen is to be quiet and be still and know that he is God, but you have to close your mouth and be quiet to hear God. And you have to get in that quiet place. And there's not many places in our lives that are quiet. So I love the song In the Silence by Jaywalkers, because it says, "In the silence, I trust that you are still working. I can't hear you, but I know you are still working." It is singing out to God what you know deep down, the truth that you know deep down, that he is doing something, even if you don't know what it is. And even if you're not hearing the next step and the next direction, you're just going to continue trusting in him. So it's that, you know, anxiety is a lot of taking things in our own control. And because we're not in control, we feel this anxious feeling. And the opposite of that is trusting God. And that's what we're told to do over and over, is trust God. And so in the silence, you just have to remember to trust God. So singing that song out helps you remember that even when it is silent, I'm going to continue to trust him, because just because I can't listen well doesn't mean God's not communicating. So where and how is he communicating? That is what I need to do. And I need to get in the silence even more to find that out. Okay. And there have been many times in my life I felt God was silent, but it really was me going, busy all the time. I was anxious about my place in life. I was making bad decisions, kind of felt lost and disconnected from God, and that brought on fear. So I was in the shower and listening to this song, as I like to play music real loud when I'm in the shower. And I got teary-eyed when I heard it because those lyrics literally took me back to my 20-somethings when I was just hanging on and felt very disconnected from God, but I knew it was me. It was me taking the wrong path. I had stuff I needed to repent from. I had stuff I needed to turn from and go in the other direction, but I was stuck. I didn't know how. I just felt disconnected. How was I supposed to pray about this? I couldn't pray about it. What I would do, and I was remembering this as I was in the shower in that season of life, was I would go and have moments with God on the backcountry roads. I was finally in the quiet, just me and him in the car, and he could whisper to me and he could speak to my heart through the songs I was playing, sometimes not even complete worship songs, but just songs I was playing. He was able to speak to me and I was able to hear his voice. And I could feel him holding on to me, even though I was trying to go in the wrong directions. So this song that I was hearing in the shower is Church in a Chevy by Jordan Davis. I'm going to read to you some of the lyrics. I went to church in the Chevy on a 2-lane on a side of the road, sun coming up, cutting through the live oaks, wind through the windows like a whisper on a breeze out there in the quiet. Heard him talking to me. Amazing grace came flooding through the windshield. Felt some broken parts of me start to heal. My loss getting found. No one else around. Middle of nowhere dirt. I went to church in a Chevy. And that's what God wants. He wants us alone. He wants us with him. He wants to have those intimate moments with him. And that is where we're going to hear him. We try to say, God's not talking to me. I don't hear God's voice. But we're always busy. We're always with someone else. We're always just doing the next thing. And we're not getting alone with him. So go grab your keys and go take a drive by yourself. If you're feeling this anxiety from being disconnected from God, go get alone with him. I think the next one is definitely going to be no surprise to you. I think the first time I really heard this fact, this scientific fact, was in the song Gratitude, Worthy of It All, live version by Brandon Lake with Natalie Grant. We know the neuroscience study that gratitude and anxiety cannot exist in our brains at the same time. But I really think I first really heard it listening to that song. Natalie breaks in this live rendition that they're doing, and she says this out loud to all the people in this small church, and they're all just worshiping. And that is where I really heard it, and it really resonated with me. And that's what this song is for me and so many, is just a way to worship the worries away, a way to present a hallelujah to God when you feel that's all you can do. You don't feel good, but you sing out the lyrics and you tell your heart and soul what to do. Even though I feel this way, I have a hallelujah. The part that gets me every single time is, come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Of course, the word shy pops out at me every time. You know my story about being called shy. But this is an action of getting shy, of turning inward and not just singing out from your heart. You have lungs. You have a voice from God. He created them. He created you. So use it to praise him. What else is it made for? We are made to worship. And when we feel anxious, remembering we have all of that to be grateful for and just for another day to be alive, that literally the reason you're alive, it is a gift from God. You have to be grateful for that. There's nothing left to do but to say, hallelujah, my world is crumbling around me, but I am alive. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be grateful for that and praise you, because that's all I can do right now. Watch it just transform your heart. Watch it just transform the way that you your life is going. We have to remember when we are anxious. So in the Bible, remembering, this is a command. In my one-year Bible, I was just in Deuteronomy, where God tells Moses to tell the Israelites a song so that they can remember God's faithfulness. That is what God told them to do over and over and over in the Bible, is remember, remember, because we're so forgetful. We forget God's faithfulness. We forget his goodness, that it's all around us. And that's when doubt creeps in, which turns to fear and turns to anxiety. God knows this. So he told Moses to teach this song to the Israelites so they could remember. Deuteronomy 31, 19 through 21 says, "Now write down this song and teach it to the Israelites and have them sing it so that it may be a witness for me against them. When I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to their ancestors, and when they eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant. And when the disasters and calamities come on them, this song will testify against them, because it will not be forgotten by their descendants." Holy cow! That is amazing, okay? Because God knows what we are. He created us. He knows that when we are doing good and everything is flowing with milk and honey and we are thriving, we are going to forget who brought us there. We're going to forget. We're going to start relying on our own selves. We're going to start worshiping other gods. We're going to start worshiping our bodies. We're going to start worshiping food. We're going to start worshiping our children. We're going to start worshiping their schedules, their sports, their goodness. We're going to start worshiping all these things we're going to start worshiping entertainment. For goodness sake, we do that all the time. We're going to worship everything but him. And that is rejecting him. And that is not remembering who brought you there. Who gave you all that stuff? Who gave you that family? Who brought you to that land of flowing with milk and honey? It was God. And so remember him by singing this song. And he is telling us, do the same. Think of your song that is going to point to God and his faithfulness. That's why I love the song Goodness of God. It is just saying, you have been faithful all my life. Everyone can sing that song because it's true for every single person. And so, gosh, he says, this song will testify against them. This song will testify against what you're doing and what you're worshiping. This song will remind you of who brought you here. This song will remind you of my faithfulness, and it will not be forgotten. That is the power of music. That's the power of song, is it will not be forgotten. You know that you teach your kids so many little songs to remember things, right? We teach them songs to wash their hands, to brush their teeth, to get dressed, to go potty, to remember their spelling words, to remember the capitals and the presidents. I know that song still. And we teach them songs all the time. And we should be teaching them songs for Bible verses. That's what worship songs are. They are literally scripture. And that is why it is what we should go to when we need to remember, which is all the time. We're forgetful. And that is when doubt and anxiety comes, is when we're forgetting. So let's teach them the songs and then teach them to ourselves. Because songs can be memorized and passed down through the generations. I'm always amazed at my one daughter. She can remember song lyrics almost instantly. After the first time she hears them, she remembers all the words. She's not one of those that's like hums at certain parts. Like, she knows all the words. That is a gift, but that is what songs do. That's why I started singing the life verse over my now 6.5-year-old. I started singing him his life verse right at the beginning. I wanted this verse to be his life verse, and weird enough, it is Joshua 1:9. So it came right after this right after Moses sang this song to the Israelites, Joshua, he then died, and then Joshua took over. And that whole chapter, Joshua 1, is like, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous because God is with you. It's not your strength. It's not your courage. God is with you. That is where you're going to get your courage from. That's how you're going to be able to do this thing called helping the Israelites through the promised land. And that's how you're going to do this thing called life, is with his courage and his strength. And so I wanted that verse to be over my child. And I wrote it out. I deemed it his life verse. And then I thought, just in my head, I'm going to put this to some music. And I just started thinking of a little tune. I'm like, so here it is. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And because we're usually like rubbing their back or scratching them or just holding them, like as an infant, like holding them as they're going to sleep, I have little hand motions to it too. It's just like, you know, kind of putting your, like walking your fingers on their back, like the Lord is with you wherever you go. So those little things really help the child remember that. And guys, my boys know that verse. They know. They say that all the time. God is with me. God is with me. Because it is deep down in them. So let's put lyrics and song to scripture. And so it's buried into our hearts and it's buried into theirs. Then it says in verse 45, Deuteronomy 31:45. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to the people of Israel, he added, take to heart all the words of warning I have given you today. Pass them on as a command to your children so they will obey every word of these instructions. These instructions are not empty words. They are your life. By obeying them, you will enjoy a long life in the land you will occupy when you cross the Jordan River. Moses is just encouraging them. Guys, this is not just some song. God gave me these words to help you remember. This is a command to remember. So I love that. There's another Bible story that I was reading in my devotional that I do each morning. This is Commanding Your Morning by Cindy Trim. And I love this devotional. And it's just really short. But this was in March, of course. And it says, it is titled, Charge the Atmosphere with Praise. This is from 2 Chronicles 20, 22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. And then she writes, rather than being afraid, Jehoshaphat got God's plan and put it into action. He took God at his word that the battle was his. Then they celebrated God's salvation before they even saw it. They filled their atmosphere with praise and worship, charging the air with God's power and provision. And by the time they saw their enemies were already defeated. That is what we're doing. We are praising God for the victory that he already has. Friend, he already has the victory. We started that off, this whole thing off with that, because he has overcome death and the grave and he is alive. He has the victory over all things. So you praise him already. And that leads me right to the next song, which is, that's the thing about praise, Benjamin William Hastings. And it said, the lyrics are, I'll still be singing at the banks of an unparted sea. He's talking about the Red Sea, guys. So when you are singing and praising before the sea is parted. So I'll be singing at the banks of an unparted sea. Sometimes the only way through is a hallelujah. Sometimes the only thing to do is just give it to you. And though my troubles shake me, I know they will never move you. Sometimes the only way through is a hallelujah. That's remembering that no matter what, God cannot be shaken. He is faithful through every single storm. So yes, friends, this is my favorite hack to decrease anxiety. Really, to break through any bad emotion is singing truth. We know that a lot of what is giving us anxiety is rooted in lies. so we have to sing truth. Your brain can't think it, so tell your brain what to think. This is the same concept as belief cards. We write them down and we declare them over and over so we can tell our brain what to think. Sometimes we don't even have the words. We are such in a place of anxiety and grief and sadness, and we don't have the words. But some brilliant songwriter was given the lyrics via Holy Spirit, and they are there to easily access. Or it is literally scripture, again, the word of God, that someone put music to. That is what worship is, and that's the best kind of worship, and we can access that. Really, it's so simple. It's Alexa, play, Google, play, and boom, you get to sing along with truth and get transformed. That transforming power we get through Jesus raising from the grave, he has all victory. So when you have nothing, you feel nothing, feel sad, depressed, anxious, worried, praise him all the way through it. Okay, now come share in the Facebook group your favorite song to get out of your feelings and praise God. Go to bit.ly/holistichacks and let's talk about it. I cannot wait to hear your favorite songs. I will play along too and drop these as my favorite ones into the Facebook group so you can see them. And I cannot wait to see yours. Until next time, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Have an amazing Resurrection Sunday. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.